This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, I guess for the noon hour, both Tobin and Tobin and Marcos decided to take the rest of the day off. I am Dan Day filling in for Marcos, and I guess Leroy, you're filling in for Tobin and Leroy on the Tobin and Leroy show these last 2 hours.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found.
Beautiful. I don't even know what you guys have been talking about all day. I've been running around working, so... I know Paul Maurice this morning said Matthew Tkachuk will play again this season. There were some reports that he might not play again this season.
It, there's, like, when you get into those adductors and groins and all that, the thing is they may give it a muscle name or a strain, but those muscles are a part of so many movements that it makes it difficult to recover from without an extensive rest. Same thing with AD. They just said right away, adduct strain, he out for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you can't do nothing without, like, you hurt something in your groin, nothing. No lateral movement, no jumping. I mean, it's really a tough injury.
Yeah, so we'll see. They said they're going to run tests this week, and they're going to figure out how long he'll be out. But once again, Paul Maurice reiterated he will be back this season, Mr. Matthew Tkachuk. And Mr. Tobin is back in the house also.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, something you want to say?
No, I was uploading. I was doing work. I wasn't hobnobbing like you are typically.
Oh, what? I don't hobnob.
Dude, you hobnob like crazy, especially when old Birderer's here. You two hobnobbers is going all around. Chip.
Hey,
hobnobbing.
Don't be mad at us because we're people persons.
You're not people persons. We are. Dude, no, because this is what happens. All right. This is the truth. This is the truth of it. Here's what you go. Hobnob. Then you walk in here. That person's a bum. I can't believe that they fell for that. What an idiot. All you guys do is you go around and you and then you talk trash about those that said person that you were hobnobbing with. No, it's exactly what you do.
That's not true.
It's 100% true. It's 100% true.
Wait, if I go hobnob with them, right, I like them. If I don't hobnob with them, then we can talk about it. But I don't like, well, here's what happens. I can't control if people come up to me and start talking to me, right? So I don't have control over that.
Mm-mm. Nice try, though.
What do you, come on, no way.
Dude.
I go say hi, because most of the people that I say hi to leave at 10.
Get to some headlines here brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Miami Heat will be back on the hardwood tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. It's a 7:30 tip-off. from ATL, and 6:15 is preheat. Solana and Tommy Tighe will get you ready for all the action there. The Miami Marlins, they had a one-on-one tie yesterday with the New York Mets in Grapefruit League play. Sandy Alcantara making his spring training debut, throwing that gas, Leroy. They can't wait to trade him.
Hey, I'm at a crossroads here, and I feel bad, and what I'm about to say is not my true feelings for Sandy or the Marlins, right? We all know Sandy's great. But would it be okay if he struggled a little bit so they couldn't trade him?
Wow. I wouldn't be mad. Him tanking his own value. Interesting.
I'm not saying tanking.
Wait, so you want him to play poorly up past the trade deadline and sabotage most of his season that he could stay and play for this Marlins team? That's a weird take.
Hold on.
I preface it by saying
I don't feel good about my take or good about my thoughts.
You want him to – is that the reverse Jimmy Butler or is that sabotage. Pulling a Jimmy Butler? That's a reverse Jimmy Butler because you don't want to get moved.
I just want Sandy – what can I do to keep Sandy?
So you want Sandy to purposefully – do you want a player like that?
I don't want him to purposely do anything. I'm not saying for him to tank.
Is it possible for Sandy to pull a Jimmy Butler where he could just tank his trade value wherever he goes, where he goes like, Dodgers, don't want to live there. I'm going to make a stink. Like, can he do that? I don't feel like that's pulled in baseball ever, where somebody's just like, I'm not going there.
I am speaking from a fan perspective that really wants to go to Marlins games to watch Sandy pitch because that seems to be the only thing that'll get me to go to a game.
Right. I don't know.
So, with that being said, would I be upset if he was available all year with him in a Marlins uniform?
Well, the thing I'm confused, like Dan and I were talking about this before the game, because the Marlins are like already up against this with this minimum amount of money they have to spend. I don't understand. Like, nobody else makes more than like $3 million with the Marlins. Like, how are they?
Yeah, they got to catch up, right?
Like, how are they supposed to spend? What are they? Are they just going to like say, "Oh, give us your better prospects, but we'll pay Sandy"? I don't understand what their thinking is here with this.
I am Dade South. I preface this by saying, if you guys would listen, this is my own personal want and need. I didn't take anybody else's feelings into account. So him saying, I'm making the assumption that Sandy wants to stay here. Yes, I am, because it would make me feel good. I started the conversation by saying this.
I don't think he's dying to leave, though.
No.
I don't think he's dying to leave.
But are you saying that you're going to go to Marlins games only if Sandy is pitching? Are you going to plan around that? Or are you saying this? I'm going to Venezuelan Heritage tonight. I'm going to the game when the Yankees are in town. And if it's Jansen Junk pitching or Sandy Alcantara, I'm going to those games. Do you really plan around Sandy or around the game you want to go to?
Me and Tobin would probably sign up for that Jansen Junk game.
Jansen
I got
Junk.
Some material.
Yeah, we. Don't.
I got some material I'll ready take, for that.
That was
game.
Mine, man.
We were marveling yesterday. The Marlins have a last name pitcher with the last name Junk, and I'm just
wouldn't
like,
wouldn't it be something if he threw 85 and threw seven different pitches?
Yeah, of course, he's like a 35-year-old Livan Hernandez, just a complete junk baller.
Who was the guy back in the day for the Red Sox?
Luke wanted to
junk?
Stay in Dallas too. Grow up.
You talking like Tim Wakefield?
Oh, no. Old school. Like back in the Big Red Machine.
Junk baller that I remember for the Marlins, of course, 03 Marlins, Mark Redman. Complete junk baller. Just a crafty lefty through like 88, you know, just and was, you never felt great. Like he could eat innings, but you never felt great with your chances on him, even though he was decent that year. But like Mark Redman, anytime. That he
well, there's
the
a couple.
Mound.
Isn't Carl Pavano didn't throw heat? He was kind of
yeah. I wouldn't call him a junk baller though. He was more
and
like a
crafty.
Yeah.
And who's the one from Atlanta that he? I mean, he didn't throw the ball hard at all, but he picked corners.
Oh, Greg Maddux.
Not Greg Maddux.
Glavin.
I think it's Glavin. Glavin never threw hard.
I mean, these are guys that won multiple Cy Young Awards.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, we're caught up on heat now. We're caught up on cheese.
Barry Zito threw that looping curveball back in the day. Nobody could touch it when he was on the A's. When he went to the Giants, though.
My favorite is when that pitcher drops it down low and looks like he's throwing it from behind the batter's back. Drop down and throw it from the side. Yo, oh, yeah.
Dade Southfield.
Oh, Jamie Moyer.
Moyer killed the Marlins. Never could hit Jamie Moyer.
Al Leiter never threw hard.
He threw hard. An issue was with the fish. He was throwing like 95 when he was in his 97 really? Stint. Yeah, he could throw gas.
And then R.A. Dickey won a Cy Young throwing knuckleballs.
Yeah, that's true.
Another good name.
With a name like R.A. Dickey, you don't have the high cheese.
Jansen right? Junk. All right, stepping to the mound, Junk for the fish. Unbelievable. Oh, man. What are we doing here, Fish? What are we doing, huh?
I know.
Combine
it's
gets
very frustrating.
Combine gets going this week. Mike McDaniel will speak to the media. Chris Greer will not. But Patrick Paul spoke to reporters and said that he has lost, Leroy, 10 pounds already this offseason. He's doing some boxing to train in the off season, but he said he was asked about, you know, what he's trying to do. Obviously, we got to figure out what's going on with Teron Armstead. He says, I'm working towards being a starter, and that's all I'm focused on, being the best version of myself. When he was asked about the value in Teron Armstead, if he could see the value in Teron Armstead returning for a second season, he answered, yeah. Then a reporter asked Paul about other tackles who converted to guard, and he said, quote, I'm just a tackle. Some people are interchangeable at positions, but, you know. And I'm guessing he's saying I'm not. So,
I mean, it's quite possible. Like, it's not – like, everybody can't do it. It's not as easy as we make it sound, right? Like, we tend to come here and say, oh, just move him to guard. Oh, just move from left tackle to right tackle. It's not that easy, which is why they give so much credit and keep pushing out Liam Eichenberg. Because he can play multiple positions. You don't have a lot of those guys. You do not have a lot of those guys on your team, but you like to keep one or two offensive linemen that are interchangeable in case you have what has happened to them, to the defense for the last 2 years. I get it. I know how you guys feel about Liam Eichenberg, and I'm not arguing against how you feel, but I'm just telling you that one of the things he does that adds value to what he does is he plays multiple positions, and every team has one or two guys like that that can move around, that when they have injuries, they can plug those guys in at those positions.
Hear me out. What if, maintenance program, we move Armstead to guard?
No.
Why not?
Because here's why. You ready? A guard is required to play a lot lower than a tackle. Meaning that he's down more, right? He can't stand. You can't be a guy that stands right up at guard.
But there's less movement, isn't there? Like, you're using a lot more footwork out on the guard on an island.
No, the guards are pulling, they're moving, they're doing all kinds of stuff. You don't want to move. Teron Armstead, the guard.
Veteran savvy. Hear me out.
Veteran savvy.
No. We put a veteran savvy at guard, and we put the rook in the comfortable position. You know?
Okay. Now I want you to stop the lunacy, right? And I want you to understand something.
What?
A tackle has one move. Get off the ball, get square, block that in, help inside. Mm. A guard has multiple responsibilities. Some may even include pulling. especially on this team who likes to run outside. So you're going to take Teron Armstead and say it's easier for him to move in the guard? Absolutely not. It's going to be –
You got to figure with his knowledge. He can pick some things up.
I'm figuring out another KN word, and that's knees. You got to figure with his knees.
But the knees
ain't going to be wanting to.
But the knees are going to go regardless. They're going to go regardless. And so what I'm thinking is.
When was the last time Teron been in a three-point stance?
I don't know.
A lot of tackles can get away with not being in one. The guards got to get down.
I don't know.
Yeah, like you sound crazy right now.
I'm just throwing things against the wall.
No, don't throw that. Throwing moving Teron Armstead.
I'm just saying, like, because if he's got the knowledge, the institutional knowledge of the line.
The only thing Tobin is pulling is some pork butt. with those claws. I got to set them claws.
And then if you lose him as a guard, then it's not as big of a blow, you know, because you got Paul. He's already got some time there at guard.
So let me get this straight. You're taking deep breaths, Leroy, deep breaths. You're going to take a Pro Bowl caliber left tackle.
Yeah.
And move him to guard.
Right.
And you think the offensive line is going to get better by that?
Because here's what I think. I think a Pro Bowler can be a Pro Bowler, right?
No!
No. Hear me out. My idea.
Dude, tackle and guard are two different positions. Do it this way. Do it as interior and exterior linemen.
Okay.
The interior lineman may be interchangeable to some extent, right? And you may move from left tackle to right tackle. But you're not very rarely you go and tackle the guard.
Okay, but you remember there was a year where like Mike Pouncey came back, but Samson Satelli had already gotten comfortable at center, so they
he
had
played
Satelli.
Guard.
Yeah,
did you just hear what I said?
No, I understand, but I feel like
I tried to explain this to you so you wouldn't ask me the next question you just asked.
No, but I feel
and you
like
did it anyway.
No, I feel like that he could do it if you sold Teron Armstead on the idea. I feel like you could do it.
Listen, I'm gonna say this. I am not having this right now.
What?
I'm not letting you.
There are no bad ideas in the offseason.
This nonsense.
No, there are no bad ideas in the offseason.
Did you just hear what I said to you? Think of it as exterior and interior linemen.
Right.
Those are where they're most interchangeable. An interior lineman, a guard, or a center, and at times can be interchangeable.
Okay, but think of it
an
like
an outside guy, a right tackle may move to left tackle, a left tackle may move over to right tackle, right? But very rarely, and I do know some examples of a tackle moving to guard, and certainly not where somebody like Teron Armstead is in his career.
But here's the thing. What I'm just one more question, and then I'll put it to bed. Okay, would you rather a young guy play a position he's not comfortable with, okay, or put him in a position he's more comfortable with, as opposed to a guy who's earned his stripes at a position he's mastered, and taking that man with his stripes and move those stripes inside, knowing he could probably master something else?
You just answered your own question, dummy.
What do you mean?
Would you take a guy who's mastered a position
right,
and move him? No, you leave him at the position he's mastered.
No, see, I don't know. Like, it's one of those
you
things.
You don't know.
Like, if I had a handyman,
that's
right?
It's like if I took you right now and say, hey, you work in radio. Why don't you give sales a try?
Yeah, but if I had mastered radio, I'd feel better than just having Bobo the sales guy who wants to do a radio show.
Why would I maximize what I can do on the radio?
I don't know.
Somebody said, if Leroy didn't bite, this bit would have gone a lot faster. I do realize this after the fact. Thank you for bringing it up. Oh, Tobin is a Pro Bowl iguana catcher. Now move up to Gators.
Maybe one day.
No, dude.
So if you mastered the point guard position, you say, you know, he can master it. Let's put him at center. How would that go?
Well, I mean, listen, you obviously could do, but you could move somebody, like, let's say Kyle Lowry, right, was at a certain point, and let's say you had, I don't know, let's say in this case you had Tyler Hero coming on up, and this was one of the arguments that you had. It's like, well, Kyle, we really need a sixth man, okay? Can you go do that? You know, go and do your burst. Now,
no, but you're still playing your position. You're still playing your role. You're still going to play point guard. You're just doing it at a different time in the game. They're not telling them, okay, now go play a three.
Hmm.
Like, and let's keep it this way. Front court, back court. You see what I'm saying? So you might have a point guard periodically move over to shooting guard, right? With Bam and Kalel, you might have them switch and do four or five depending on the matchup.
Well, I don't like – I just don't like –
But you're not going to take a guard and move him to a three or a four.
Yeah, but not for nothing. I don't really like what I'm hearing from the young buck here, because he's out here and he's like, I'm a tackle. Brr. And it's like, well – I need, yeah, I understand, but I need somebody to be a chameleon here on this line. Someone's going to have to sacrifice.
In most cases, as I told you to start this, in most cases, the interchangeable guys are the interior linemen. You can have a guard that can play center. You can have a backup center move over and cover the guard. You can do that. Those three guys work together.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys.
12:30.
Finding out the time. That's nice.
Well.
Hi, Dan.
The good news is some people would say you're late. I would say you're very early.
Cool.
Leroy, speaking of early, or about that time, can you give us a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your actionattorneys.com.
Sure,
free consultations 24/7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
All right, it's gloomy out here. It is mostly cloudy. Well, is there one that says all clouds?
I think that's just...
Because that's what we got here.
I think it's just cloudy.
Cloudy. Yeah, thank you, dear.
You're welcome. In fact, that's what it says right now. Miami. Cloudy.
Winds are whipping at 15 to 20 miles an hour.
100%.
I can't tell which way the winds are going because it's so cloudy I can't see anything moving. But I'm going to guess they're coming out of what? The east... Northeast?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No. Yeah. East? Yep. I see a plane over top.
Says in Davie, you got a drizzle going.
Let me see. Yep. In NASCAR, they would call that Dick Trickle.
How did you not notice a drizzle?
Huh?
How did you not notice a drizzle right off the bat?
How can I not notice a drizzle? Because looking through my window, sometimes when you look into the sky at dark clouds, it's hard to see a really light drizzle. Mm. Only rain.
Well,
so there, Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer. Okay. The
leave the weather to me.
The Marlins have been postponed today because of the bad weather. There's going to be no spring training today.
Oh, hey, never mind. That's the only way they can stay only five games below 500.
They won
a whole bunch of games canceled.
They're 1-0-1. I tuned into the first game and they were down 6-0. They came back at 1-7-6. Spring training, baby. You never know. Yeah, no lead is safe in spring training because you're going to try some guy who's like who should be pitching for the Greensboro Grasshoppers and they can give up some bombs.
Mm. I don't know. We got a couple of baby cakers in there too.
Yep. Are they the baby cakes or the Zephyrs? What are they still?
Not in New Orleans anymore.
They're not in New Orleans anymore.
That was about 5 years ago.
I got it were the Zephyrs, and then they became the baby cakes.
Awesome mascot.
That was, think about it. Dan, do you remember when we were younger, they used to have like, during baseball preseason, they would have like a weekend where four teams would come play in the Superdome. And they would play all weekend in the Superdome. That was the only baseball that we got to see of the professional level. It wasn't even a real game. Mm. So there was no baseball in New Orleans other than the Zephyrs and the Baby Cakes. That was it.
Let's get to a little cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Oh, cheers to you, Leroy.
Cheers.
Couple of notes here from Cats practice from Jameson Olive, Panthers.com. Etu Lorstorinen is staying back in Florida because his wife is about to deliver a baby, so he will not make the trip. So congratulations.
Good for him.
A little baby Finn on the way.
Yep.
Congratulations at two. He had a goal in this past game. Usually my go-to guy, you can get some fat odds on at two Lorstorinen goals, but he is not going to make the trip to Nashville. Paul Maurice More from Jameson Ellis' Twitter says, today's the day in terms of finding out the timeline for Matthew Tkachuk's recovery. And he says,
are they going to do an MRI?
I would imagine so. I would imagine. I don't know.
Yeah, because
he says, as far as the injury possibly being season ending, he says, I don't have that concern. He'll play. As he said,
here's the other
as
thing,
he said
though,
to Joe Rose this morning.
Think about this. You've never heard, you very rarely hear somebody having a groin surgery, right? They have hernia surgeries. That's similar, where you rip something in your stomach, right? But very rarely do you hear groin surgery because there's so much going on in there. So if it's bad enough, it could be bad enough where it's just going to take forever to heal.
We'll have to keep an eye on it. I'm sure we'll get some more news by skate tomorrow before the Nashville Predators game. So we'll keep an ear out for that. But congratulations to the Los Terranans and their new baby on the way. Miami Heat, they lose last night to the Atlanta Hawks. Amy Audibert joined us earlier. She tried to make us feel better. If you guys missed that, we'll bring that to you later on next hour. Somebody asked me on social media, Leroy, because I was whining about something. And it's really nothing in particular, but I have to know something with Eric Spoelstra, okay? I do feel like people always say, when are you going to call out Spo? I feel like I have. I feel like this is the most blame that the fans have been going at Spo for a while. I think Spo's taken his criticism. He obviously lost in that game against Detroit. Some of the rotation hasn't made sense. You were talking about that, like trying to make heads or tails of it, right?
Yeah, I just get like in his efforts to get a rotation, it just seems like they get in these ruts during games because he's trying to figure out, right, what rotation to use. And that's why I've always said he kind of does better when he only has eight guys because there's nothing to think about as far as rotation.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? It's definitely been a different year because I even feel like Eric Spoelstra has been just going through it with the whole Jimmy thing. He was like, you know, he basically was like, I love it. I love that I went through that. And I was like, this guy is insane. He is a maniac. But he has some principles, like, as a coach that just don't, you know, they don't make sense. You know, like Greg Popovich once said, he's like, I hate the three-pointer, right? I hate the three-pointer added to our game. But that didn't stop him from making the 2014 Spurs one of the most beautiful teams in terms of moving it and mastering the three ball.
Right. And I'm tired of hearing when the team scores 8 points that they need to pick it up on the defense.
Right. And so,
but
he has this thing that he's patently against, right?
He pulls the Tobin. So he goes Fruit Ninja with the words so that you think he has a grip on it, right?
Right.
And then he responds by saying, no, we got to be better on the defensive end. I'm like, no.
But he has this thing that he doesn't believe in, and it drives me nuts, which is...
What is it?
He refuses...
Playing young guys.
No. He refuses to use his challenge. Refuses. Oh my God. Refuses to use his challenge.
It almost seems like he feels that those guys that use those challenges are beneath him.
Soft. Yeah, I think he thinks coaches who use his challenges are soft. And like yesterday, like Doc Rivers, he used a challenge, which it didn't work because... Was it Gary Trent who I think put Andrew Wiggins in a Kimura lock while he shot a three ball?
Yeah.
But, like, he used it. It would have been a big momentum swing. And what do you know? It eventually, like, swung back the way for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, I don't know if it mattered that he used the challenge. Doc, do you think that the challenge, even though it went against you, worked?
You know, I live by this one basic rule. And that is... You can't use your timeouts tomorrow.
Exactly, dude.
So all these coaches out there that are saving timeouts and then lose by 10, would you going to put those – you going to go get a meal with those timeouts? No. So if you got an opportunity to maybe keep the ball and use a timeout, then go ahead. Take a – and guess what? it usually comes at a time where you can use a timeout anyway. So it's not like the timeout is wasted. You can still talk to your guys. Like, is that any different than calling 3 seconds into the game? No!
Right.
And calling the timeout? You might as well use a challenge.
I'm trying to figure it out because, like, yesterday, this Damian Lillard was flopping like a fish, dude. Flopping like a fish on Wiggins. And I'm like, please use your challenge, Spo. Please. Like, it was so blatant. And
somebody said, thank you, Newport's doc.
It was so blatant. And I'm like, please, Spo, please use it. And he goes, nah, not using it. Just puts it in his back pocket. And I just want to know, what is he doing at the end of the year with all these challenges that he saved? Because he never uses them. Never. So that's just one of the things that I wonder with him. I don't understand why Eric Spoelstra is sitting here. And he goes, not the time. Like, it feels to me like he's legitimately saving it. Because if you win, you get it back. But he's so terrified of losing it, even though he's never going to use it, he's right. terrified to use it, or he just doesn't believe in it. I feel like he doesn't believe in it.
We should have a sign at the end of a game. 2 timeouts left.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with them?
We've gotten to a point this year where Eric Spoelstra, maybe that's
it. He's literally got to have 200 saved over his career, 275 timeouts.
How many challenges has Eric Spoelstra not used? Maybe he's so terrified because of what happened to Detroit. He's like, I'm not wasting any of my timeouts. Can't risk them. We got one coach in town.
Now he's so shocked.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But we got one coach in town in Mike McDaniel who can't wait to challenge and always get it wrong. And then we have Eric Spoelstra who will never challenge whether he will definitely be right.
Maybe he can send one up to Hard Rock. Say, hey, Mike,
you want to use
you're terrible at this. Here, I'm going to transfer. I'm going to sell you a couple of timeouts. You can use them next week.
Oh, we also have Paul Maurice, who gets every challenge right.
Right. And then Paul Maurice yesterday is calling out the officials, and he's like, I wouldn't have challenged it. And he's like, I guess he knows more than I do, because I wouldn't have challenged it on the goalie interference. But, yeah, like, I think Mike McDaniel, like, you think that he ever talks to Eric Spoelstra, and he goes, man, Spo, I can't get this challenge thing down. And Spo's looking at him, and he goes, you challenge?
Yeah. Tobin, I got a question for you. By Gonzalo, Will Spo use a challenge or not play Rozier first?
Oof. He's playing Rozier less. I think we're getting there. And I feel bad because, like, there's bigger issues on this team than Terry Rozier.
It's not for lack of effort. Like, I don't have a problem with his effort, with his, you know, how he goes about his business. He just hasn't been good.
Kenneth just goes, not less enough. he's like and that's a man who's also lost his confidence, because like his finger roll, yeah, like he's nearly throwing it behind his head.
Dude, he can't even make layups now.
Like, what's going on with he's completely cooked. He is
kind of gotten that groove too, where he get right by the rim and he start like bouncing it off the rim. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? You're right there.
I don't know. I mean, I will say this. The Davion Mitchell, I like him as a player. Terrible lob thrower. Terrible lob thrower.
Oh, my goodness.
He's looking like 14 Goron. Remember when Goron first got to the Heat, like 14, 15? Couldn't throw a lob to save his life. And I love you, Gogi, but it was the facts.
But here's the deal, though. And we know the combinations where that works. Don't you have to go back to that when things get in a rut or whatever?
I don't know.
Right? Like, guys work well with Kalel. You know guys work well with Bam. If those two guys are cooking, you need to get their assistance in there.
It's one of the reasons I'm sick losing Nico. Nico's probably one of your best lob throwers.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because he don't have to lob it that far because he's 6'10". Look at that. He literally looks 13 years old.
I know. Feel bad.
Right? So was it a finger or a hand?
I think it was, they kept going to the knuckles, like, right? Like,
well, okay, like, you know why you can tell it's a finger?
Why?
In the business, we call that buddy tape.
What?
Right? When your friend is broke, you tape his friend next to him for more support.
I think it was a second metatarsal. I don't know which tarsal now, that is.
That's this one. No, wait. That's the
That's the index.
The bird finger.
Ooh.
You can play with a broken finger. Well,
I'm trying to think. Let me see. Put the picture back up. Because I always try to figure out which way you go.
When they went to the when they got.
So this is as you go here. Well, so it's the by the thumb. So
That's what when they were touching him on the bench, like they were like touching like right here, and that's like when like he was like the trainer was working on it here, and like it was swelling up like badly. It seemed like around here.
Oh, so it's the middle finger.
So I don't know.
So ooh,
he's coming back to Miami to look at, have a specialist look at it. We'll see.
Let me tell you, the thing that sucks about hands, people don't realize there's so many bones in there, so many different things going on in there that you got to be careful with how you go about healing it, right? So a lot of times, for me, with the hamate, there's so many little bones that if you break one, they just take it out. And that's what they do with it's called the hook of the hamate. When you break it, they just take it out.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.